Good afternoon. Today is Friday, March 1st, 2019. This is Miss Nina. First, I want to welcome you to my podcast entitled Everything Has Been Going Great. I've had a very productive week. I have so many things to talk about. But again, I'm only going to engage you in positive, inspirational, engaging topics that can move you and inspire you and bring you to a point in your life where there's productivity. And I think I'm doing that. I'm reaching a really good audience, and I feel like it's a calling and a healing for people around the world. So let me start off by telling you I'm on 8 different podcasts. The first one is Anchor. I want to thank them for all of the support that they give in allowing people to grow in their art of choice. I am on Google Apps. I am on Instagram. I am on Breaker. So many other podcast platforms that you can listen to me on. You can reach me at, or email me. Email me some questions or some concerns that you guys have. And I'll definitely be willing to talk about those things as well. The email is nina_@yahoo.com or supplement as in Sam UPPLEMENT the number 2 healthyliving.com. That's supplement 2 healthyliving.com. You can also request me on Instagram at NINALUVJOY. That's hashtag Nina Lovejoy. Yeah, and then definitely Facebook. It's at Call CALL Junior JRNC. So today I'm going to be talking about a conversation that I've had this week with a particular individual. And I know that I mentioned to everyone that everything that I talk about is going to be on a positive note. And it is. But sometimes you can have those conversations that it could be positive on one side, and maybe the person that's receiving the information, it could be negative for them. And so I like to talk about things that are authentic and things that happen to me, because we can share identical life experiences and everybody can perceive them a different way. So with mine being the way that I perceive it, it may not be the same way as somebody else perceives it. So with that being said, I had a conversation with a particular gentleman, and we were talking about relationships in reference to energy levels. And his response to me was that he felt as if I was playing mind games. And I responded back to him and I said to him, wow, my feelings are hurt. Because I know that's not what I do. I've been told that I can be very evasive when meeting people, when I'm meeting guys. And that may be true at first. But after a while, I tend to open up, and I'm pretty transparent for the most part. But if I'm evasive to you, and especially if it's something new, then it's a situation where I'm just being analytical and trying to figure you out. And that is a trait in protecting your heart. But the weird part to the whole thing is I've been knowing the gentleman for a good little while now, you know, and not a good little while, maybe about 5 months. And there has been a lot of inconsistency back and forth. And not to say that in the beginning that we wasn't trying to build on a foundation. However, that did not happen. And so eventually he reached out again and we've been communicating. And ladies, I am one for verbal communication. I am a communicator, probably one of the best communicators you will probably ever meet in your life. I enjoy dialogue. I enjoy looking in your face. I enjoy monitoring your body language, all of that, because it's going to tell me how sincere you are about what you're saying. And if you're texting everything that comes to your mind to me, I am not going to take you serious. You may text. I'm not going to attach an emotion to a text. And so if that is the way that you prefer, I can accommodate you. But do know that I'm going to not attach myself and my emotions to something that's not foundational. And as a mature woman, I think that that's very important. So my focus today is on communication and how it's so very important that when you're trying to make a connection with someone, especially on an intimate level, a man and woman trying to bond, or love interest, or just an interest where you're trying to build, you have to look at the levels of communication and match them with the type of emotion that you plan or you are looking for to build with that person. It's so very important. And because he communicates with me 90% of the time through text, it's very, very difficult for me to even take you serious. Because that's not, and mind you, we have been on a few outings and have definitely engaged in each other's presence before several times, but there seems to be some type of barrier of the communication after that. So my perception when you do that and you communicate with me in that way is you want to keep what we are, your communication with me or your connection with me at a certain point. You don't want to get to know me intimately, intellectually, on a particular level, because one, there may be something else that you have going on, or two, if that's your level of communication, that maybe you're not a very good communicator, you are not good at expressing yourself, and a lot of times texting can hinder relationships that you're trying to build, because people can hide behind them. And so with that being said, it's very important to know that if you're going to have that communication, and if you're going to build a communication, man or woman, boy, child, or girl, but in this instance, in a relationship, you have to be able to move past a certain point in order to build a more closer connection. And it just can't be done through texting. Now, I ran across women who don't have a problem with it, who don't have a problem with texting whole paragraphs or whole essays or having a whole conversation via the text. That is just not my way of getting a connection with you. My rule of thumb is, if you have to text me more than one sentence, call me. Because the time that it takes for you to text that whole paragraph, you could have picked up the phone and called with no problem. And it stands true, because after that experience, I had another experience just this morning where I was communicating with another friend, and he was texting back and forth ever since yesterday. And I figured, okay, these are very short. They're not long sentences or anything like that. No problem. And I pick up the phone, I'll send the text. However, this morning he actually picked up the phone and he called. And he said, I decided to call you because I see that you were not going to pick up the phone, that you were just going to continue to text. Bingo, ladies. Bingo. The interest level and the connection that